Well, the stories continue. Farm families all across the state celebrating their farms and homesteads being in the family for 100 or 150 years plus. That's the situation in Vernon County, where I had a chance to visit with the Prutch farm family. That's Paul and his wife, Jennifer, along with his sister, Kathy, still running the farm in Stoddard, now into its fifth generation. I asked Paul Prutch to tell me a little bit more about the family and how it came to Wisconsin.
Just going back from looking at the pictures and stuff, it's the easiest way to explain, you know, starting out with just hardly nothing. Like when we seen some weddings back in the late 18s, looked like, you know, Amish farm.
Yeah.
You know, with the horse and buggies and stuff.
Yeah.
We hear how they used to bring the brick up from Stoddard off the railroad tracks, because a lot of brick farms around there, and brought up all the bricks, you know, not many at a time,
right,
on buggies.
Right. The barn, you said, has got some timbers that show it.
Yes, that. And then right where you go in the door, it says it was built in 1900.
Right.
The first part of the barn.
Right.
It's been built on three times. But
sure.
So
let's talk a little bit more initially. So that one barn, you know, it was in 1900. How big did it ever get? People have to realize back then a big barn might have been 16, 20 stalls.
And that's probably about all it was, because they had places for the horse pens,
yep,
for the working horses and stuff. And then my mom and dad, or they milked, I don't know, probably a couple generations ago, everybody's always milked a little bit there. And then my mom and dad, was born in 1964. I don't think I got married 2 years before that. And they bought the farm from my grandpa, which was Leonard Prooks, and they milked like 25 cows and worked in town. My dad, they went on strike in 71. Then they built out of the barn and they milked 38 cows,
gotcha,
is what they did.
Now, what about what strike?
Norplex, where he used to work,
okay, right,
in,
yeah,
La Crosse.
He
used to work at a factory.
Got it.
Well, then
but
they decided, just to go bigger and go build on and rent more land and stuff like that.
Sure.
So
how many acres was the initial?
210 acre farm.
Wow.
But a lot of it's woods.
Yeah.
We're in the valley.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then I bought it in 97 and then we went organic.
Okay.
And we've been doing organic for 21 years now.
I got to ask you, because of where you're at, we were talking about the Cooley.
Yeah.
Did anybody ever share any stories with you about how they manage the water, how they manage the, you know, all the slope and that type of thing? Because really, plowing contest and stuff like that started right in that neck of the woods.
Yeah, you got to, you know, and that's what we still do. We do contours.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to.
Yeah.
And we still, it's hard to control the water.
Right.
We don't have a creek. It's just...
Right.
But we get all these dumpings of rains right now, and
right,
it's just...
Right. What did your parents talk about how they farmed or what they learned from your grandparents?
I don't know what to tell you there, but...
Because they're... What did you guys... I mean, it's all about what did you do as kids for fun? Was it 4-H? Was it FFA? Was it the county fair? Was it church? What did you do?
We belonged to some of the 4-H and stuff. There was 4-H around there, but that's about... That's about it. We didn't really do show cattle at the fair and stuff.
Did you have chores?
Oh, yeah. We always, that's what I'm saying. We always had chores. We had to work all the time. All of us kids always worked the farm. My two sisters and me.
What'd you do?
Did everything. Hay. We didn't really do the milking, but we always had to unload all the hay and feed the cows at night.
Right.
You know, the hay
and
stuff. And
pile hay.
Yeah. What did you notice about growing up that way, though? Because that's part of the story of what we want people to understand. It's not just the work. It's not just how they brought it from nothing. It's also about what you learn.
It's a work ethic. I mean, we get people, like when we were younger and stuff like that, or even now, you know, it's like, you're from a farm? Cool.
Yeah,
you know,
right,
hard workers, right, you're pretty much hired.
Right, right,
you know, and that's one thing I do have to say. You know.
Now, you mentioned 20-some years you've been doing organic. Is that part of the plan for the future? Tell me where we're going.
Me and my wife did not have no kids, so I don't know how long this is going to go on. We don't have nobody really to carry it on.
But are you talking to neighbors or just keeping your ears open?
Yeah, a little bit, you know, there and stuff. But it's just a hard farm. A lot of the farmers don't want.
Yeah.
It's a hard-run farm,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah. Right.
But it's not going to be developed into houses. I can see that,
sure,
you know. So,
yeah. What do you remember, Karen, as a kid?
Kathy.
Just the, you know, the hardworking. Like she was saying, how she worked outside all the time. That's what I love to do. My sister, she was the baker and would do more of the cooking. But I love to work outside, unloading the hay. And we always it was like come on, we got to unload the hay before it gets too hot. You know, we had four loads of hay to unload and doing the silos. And
you ever remember horsing around in the barn?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All the time. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
We nod and laugh because we did it. There's people that say, what do you mean? What did you do in the barn?
Oh, just, we had to, our job was kind of to, you know, like as they were milking, we had to clean up behind the cows if they would, you know, poop or pee or whatever. And then after, when we let them out, you know, the cleaning the, the walkways and then go and throw down six bales of hay, you know, and then I'd find mice in there, you know, up in the hay barns and stuff like that, and
kitty cats,
new kitties and stuff like that, and just, you know, I mean, we did our own land, and we also raised tobacco. We raised tobacco. That was our cash crop. Yeah.
And how much fun was that on a July day?
No fun. Zero fun. No fun.
But now, why was that crop important, though?
It was our cash crop.
I know my mom and dad always said that paid the taxes on the farm.
That's right.
Yeah,
That's right.
It was our cash crop.
Or it was school clothes, or...
Well, if we worked all year long, I still remember this, you know, if we worked all year long in raising tobacco, you know, pulling plants, planting, topping, stripping, you know, spearing, hanging, and everything like that, we got $100. Each one of us kids, there were three of us, each one of us kids got $100, and it had to go in our savings. We couldn't spend it, you know. But that was like, now you look back at that, and that's like child labor, you know. For as much work as you did to get $100, you know.
It was child labor then, too. Yeah. But we didn't have a choice.
We didn't have a choice. But, I mean, it's just, like you said, the hard work ethic. I mean, we just, you know, the company I work for, when I told them I was a dairy farmer's, you know, daughter, they're like, and they're, it's a family-owned egg type business. They're like, okay, we know your work ethic then, you know, and so it's, I mean, I wouldn't change it, but it is very hard work, but it's been really cool to see too, and be raised up, and I might show my kids there, you know, they love to come back to the farm too.
Kathy and Paul from the Prusht farm.
There you go.
In Stoddard, Wisconsin, Vernon County, celebrating their sesquicentennial plus existence in the same farm family again. Part of the stories we're bringing to you courtesy of our friends from Compure Financial.